California Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed a lawsuit and an injunction against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka, accusing the hospital of violating state laws by refusing to provide emergency abortion care during obstetric emergencies. AG Bonta is seeking a preliminary injunction against the hospital to ensure patients like Anna Nuslock receive timely emergency care, including emergency reproductive care if it includes an abortion. Bonta's office has said they believe this to be the first lawsuit in California filed against a hospital under the Emergency Services Law, which mandates hospitals to provide care, quote, necessary to relieve or eliminate the emergency medical condition, unquote. Eureka resident Anna Nuslock was 15 weeks pregnant with twins when her water broke prematurely with devastating consequences. Nuslock was told by her doctor at St. Joseph Hospital that they were prohibited from performing the emergency abortion if her twins still had any signs of heart tones, despite her own life being at risk and the pregnancy no longer being viable, according to doctors at UC San Francisco. Anna Nuslock explained her experience, telling reporters at the press conference,
I am here today to tell my story for one simple reason. Because I don't want other people in my community to experience the same life-threatening trauma that I experienced. I was denied the emergency abortion care that I needed because of a hospital policy that discriminates against pregnant people. I rushed to Providence Hospital, and almost immediately it was determined that my first daughter, Twin A, was not going to survive. And there was a moment that we had a sliver of hope that Twin B had a chance, and I was willing to do anything to hang on to that chance and keep my baby alive. The doctor at Providence called UCSF to consult a specialist. And that is when the last of my hopes were dashed, and we learned that neither of our daughters were going to survive. UCSF was clear, and the doctor at Providence agreed, without abortion care, I risked infection or hemorrhage, both of which are so dangerous to my health and my life. And these risks increased with every minute that passed. I needed an abortion to protect myself against these risks. And I needed an abortion so that my husband didn't lose both of his daughters and his wife in one night.
Despite her doctor at St. Joe's reportedly being in agreement with UC San Francisco's recommended course of treatment, Dr. Sarah McGraw at St. Joe's informed Anna Nuslock that she could not receive the treatment recommended despite the non-viability of her pregnancy and the life-threatening risks to Nuslock. Providence denied her an abortion, citing hospital policy against providing care while a fetal heartbeat was detectable.
But despite the agreement of my doctors that I needed an abortion, I was told I could not receive emergency abortion care while at Providence because of hospital policy. That policy, I was told, prohibited any medical intervention so long as my daughters still had heart tones, unless it was determined that my life was sufficiently at risk. My doctor recommended that I be helicoptered to UCSF for emergency abortion care, but given the $40,000 cost and the fact that I would have to go alone without my husband, that option was not feasible to me. I asked if we could drive to UCSF instead, and my doctor responded, if you try and drive, you will hemorrhage and you will die before you get somewhere that can help you. I'll never forget looking at my doctor, just tears streaming down my face, my heart shattered into a million pieces, and just pleading with her, don't let me die.
On the way out the door, a St. Joseph's nurse handed Nuslock a bucket full of towels, telling her to take the mop-up bucket with her on the way to Mad River Hospital in Arcata, quote, in case something happens in the car, unquote. Nuslock traveled 12 miles to Mad River Community Hospital, where when she arrived, she was already severely hemorrhaging on the hospital gurney. She finally received the emergency care both recommended and refused by a doctor at St. Joe's. Providence's policy, which the hospital declined to provide for review upon our request, prohibits qualified doctors from providing life-saving or stabilizing emergency treatment when doing so would terminate a pregnancy even when the pregnancy is not viable due to the detection of a fetal heart tone. According to the Attorney General's statement during the press conference, not only does this violate California law, but this policy also discriminates against pregnant patients, allowing the hospital to make healthcare decisions for them and against their best interests. Still, when reached for comment, Providence told us, "Treatments and medications for the purpose of treating a serious health condition of a pregnant woman are permitted even if the consequence is the termination of a pregnancy," unquote. Additionally, the statement read, quote, "Providence hospitals abide by applicable federal and state laws specifically, including the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act," unquote. A further statement supplied by Chief Executive Gary Olney read, quote, "This was a tragic situation that did not meet our high standards for safe, quality, compassionate care. We are immediately revisiting our training, education, and escalation processes in emergency medical situations to ensure that this does not happen again and to ensure that our care teams have the training and support they need to deliver the best possible care for each patient we serve," unquote. One staff member from St. Joseph Hospital underscored the concern that they say many doctors and nurses under the umbrella of the Catholic healthcare conglomerate share, but seldom speak of. This employee of Providence St. Joseph in Eureka told us, quote, "The problem is that Providence has a monopoly on services where their Catholic doctrine mandates treatment options that go against many other views or, in this case, present life-altering scenarios. It wouldn't be such a big deal if there was local competition, but there really isn't, especially with Mad River shuttering their own services soon. What happens then," they said, "is shameful approaches to doing what is best for the community and for patients due to their religious doctrines. You can't have a monopoly and doctrines," they told us. To make matters in Humboldt County more dire, local Mad River Community Hospital, where Nusslock was ultimately treated, is planning to close its labor and delivery unit this month, leaving St. Joe's as the only hospital equipped with a trauma center and delivery unit for many, many miles in any direction. This scenario, weighing the life of a patient against the comforts of a doctor or hospital, is not uncommon with states with abortion bans. However, California Attorney General Rob Bonta said that Nusslock's case showed that they can happen, quote, "even in California, a place that is very strongly pro-choice," unquote. For KMUD News, this is Ryan Hudson.